Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting third. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Cox. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantle scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Throneberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cux for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0 for 1 in the game. Quebec hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mantle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Rivera is chasing the ball. Mantle rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. Cux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Cux reaches second base with a double. Thornberry goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Yankees. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Donovan, and towards Phillips, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubek for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Seaborn out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cux hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Berra reaches second base with a double. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Berra moves to third. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantle is walked intentionally. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDougald hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Yankees. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cux hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Don Mueller pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 5-1, Yankees. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.